and woke up Kingsley, whose watch would stretch into the morning. Like myself, he wouldn't wake up after numerous tries, but I got him after a few minutes. I led him to the post, feeling sleepier than ever. With my eyes adjusted to the darkness, I could see just how much damage the invaders had done in just the first day. Lots of things got burnt from the flaming arrows. Once he got into place, I sped back into bed. We fought another 2 days with few casualties from either side. After a few days, we started hearing loud chopping sounds during night watches. Everyone woke up before dawn the day after. We started hearing noise, expecting a big attack any minute. We ate a quick silent breakfast, not wanting to waste any time on talking or relaxing. As the sun came over the horizon, we finished getting ready with all of our gear. Unlike the previous days, all of the knights were present with a plan. As the sky lightened, yelps and cries became more and more clear. Once they got onto the firing range of archers, we initiated step one of the plan. We got as many archers as possible and started knocking them down like flies. After we finished up the first wave of infantry, the real battle began. Groups of soldiers with massive scaling ladders dashed into the scene and started setting them up. Then came the second step of our plan. We let them get the towering ladders set up for half an hour, trying to make them think we surrendered. The ladders had many supports to the ground to keep them from falling down. We would have shot them while they set them up, but we needed to save arrows. The tops of the ladders went over our castle wall, so we couldn't push the ladders down ourselves.